Northern Colorado never stops. Neither do we. This is NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to NoCo Now, presented by J9 Agencies. And no, I am not Tanner Schwint. And no, Tanner did not get fired, despite what Ryan was telling me earlier. Tanner was doing well. He just was not able to make it today. So we called his good friend Farley to host the show for him today. So if you do recognize my voice, I am from the Nerd Show normally, and I'm excited to be here. This is my first time actually hosting NoCo Now. Now I've been a guest on the show several times talking about the Greeley Stampede or the Greeley Blues Jam, sometimes even about the Nerd Show. But this is the first time being here hosting NoCo Now, so I am really excited. I'm actually very passionate about Northern Colorado as a lifetime resident of Greeley itself. So born and raised here in Greeley, love this place. It's interesting to watch it change as much as it has over the years. Sometimes for the good, sometimes not so much. But let's talk about some good changes that are happening. Are you ready to get in some news, Ryan? He's nodding his head. It's radio, man. You got to talk with me.
I'm very, very ready.
All right, let's do this. So we all know that it's been snowing or has snowed like crazy, and we all know about the fires that have been happening. And as you can imagine, the snow has provided some much-needed relief to those fires. And recently up in the Cameron Peak and East Troublesome Fire areas, they had 1 to 2 feet of snow, which helped squelch a lot of the fires. They're not completely out yet, but they are much more contained. But they have had to send some firefighters back home because the roads have now become unsafe for them to actually get to where the fires are at. But luckily, they're not needed nearly as much, which is amazing news. I mean, I'd rather not be needed to put out a fire than to risk my life to get back up there. And another, we have care packages for troops. The Greeley West FFA program is holding a care package supply drive for Colorado troops who are deployed. Care package items are needed by November 1st, so that's coming up very soon. The package are going to be sent and mailed by December 1st. So get your packages over there. You can drop off at the Northern Colorado Credit Union. And the items that they're looking for are jams and jelly, socks, candles, coffee, tea, mugs, notebooks, pens, snacks, puzzles, basically anything that you could help make them feel a little bit more at home while away. And I mean, this is an amazing cause. So I mean, this is something that I've supported over the years and delivering different items for care packages for troops. So I highly recommend it. And again, that is going over to Northern Colorado Credit Union to drop off those items. And are you a cat fan, Ryan?
No, not really.
And neither am I. And especially cat litter. But good news for the town of Windsor. The global cat litter producer Intersand AmeriCorps is open its headquarters in Windsor. So Windsor is now headquarters to another massive operation, which is great for jobs. They're going to be having a lot of jobs dealing with cat litter. But Intersand broke ground in 2019 for their 46,000 square foot facility in the Great Western Industrial Park area. And one of the reasons they chose that is because it's next to the rail station, so they can use the rail to transport products all over the United States. And they go globally, servicing 47 countries all the way from Brazil to Japan, and offering their product to several private labels as well as their own. So, I mean, this is another big change for Windsor. And getting another, like I said, massive operation that's just going to bring a lot of jobs and a big boost to the economy over there. So super excited for them in seeing what happens with this. But again, like personal opinion, cat litter to me is gross. I'm just not a fan of cat litter, but I guess it beats maybe a dog food place or something like that. And we are going to also be getting into some Halloween topics here. We have a couple of news stories that we're going to get a little bit deeper into. One of them is the zombie trees that people might be seeing. And we also want to talk about ways that you can trick-or-treat safely this year. So we're going to have some fun things coming up with that as well. But speaking of trees, there is a new program in Greeley this year for the Greeley Forestry Department called Share the Shade. This is a pretty cool program because the city of Greeley has been well known for having a lot of trees. And when you're in fall, you can really see how many trees are in Greeley. But trees are something that we could definitely use more of. And so the City of Greeley Forestry Division has this program, again, Share the Shade, where you can actually apply to have two trees put into your house, and they only cost $50 a piece, which is extremely cheap for a tree to begin with. But that tree also includes the installation of the tree, so that's even less. So you don't have to worry about the labor of putting in the tree or delivering the tree and all that. So they have a couple of requirements of where you would put the tree and some restrictions on the type of trees that you're going to be getting from their list. But that's a pretty extensive list. And this application deadline is coming up pretty quick. This is also on November 1st. So you have a few days left to apply if you're looking for a tree. They don't plant them this year. They'll plant them in 2021. But the application for 2021 is ending on November 1st. And that is at greeleygov.com/forestry. And another pretty cool thing about this program is that they're also looking for volunteers. So if you are interested in volunteering for the program and they're looking for a minimum of a 4-hour commitment, you can actually receive a refund for the trees that you you sign up for. And so you basically could get free trees just for volunteering a few hours, which is amazing. And trees are something that's really great for the community. I mean, they help clean our air. They provide shade. They're excellent for our health. Some studies have actually shown that patients with views of trees out their windows heal faster with fewer complications. Exposure to trees and nature aids concentration by reducing mental fatigue. I feel relaxed when I'm sitting underneath of a tree. It's one of the most peaceful places that you can be. Am I right? Like, why not add more trees to our community? It also helps with water because that shade means that the sun is not burning off the moisture from the ground as quickly. So if you are interested in getting a couple of these trees, again, go to greeleygov.com/forestry before November 1st. And like I said, we're going to be getting into some other kind of creepy topics dealing with trees. Have you ever heard of zombie trees before, Ryan?
No, sir.
Ugh. This is an interesting topic, so I'm excited to get into this, and we're going to get into the Halloween treats and what people are doing for Halloween. I mean, you look pretty young, Ryan. Do you still go trick-or-treating?
No.
You don't?
I'm 23.
23? I mean, that's still pretty young. I mean, I was probably trick-or-treating up until I was 25, but I have a young face as well, so I could pull off a 13-year-old pretty easy when I was 25. And so we want to talk about different ways that people are doing the social distance trick-or-treating, because that's a big topic right now, right? Like, you can't, I mean, you don't have kids, I'm assuming. I have two little boys at home. And so we were trying to figure out how we can do this trick-or-treating thing safely, either with the kids, or how do we have other kids come to our house and safely trick-or-treat as well. So we're going to be coming up and talking about those different topics as well on the other side. So this is, again, NOCO Now, presented by J9 Agencies at the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to NOCO Now, presented by J9 Agencies. We'd also like to give a big thank you to some of our other sponsors, and that is the Tavern at St. Michael's Square. And actually, I heard that today is Taco Tuesday at St. Michael's. Can't go wrong with Taco Tuesday. Check them out on Facebook. I want to say, if I remember correctly, it was a chicken taco that's been cooked in orange juice, and it looked really good. So go check out the Tavern at St. Michael Square. We really appreciate their support of NOCO Now. Moving on to a weirder topic, though, than tacos. I mean, tacos are great. I love tacos, but I also enjoy zombies. All right, do you like zombies, Ryan?
Absolutely. I love any sort of horror
type of thing. Nice. Did you by chance try the zombie Skittles?
Yes.
Have you seen? Did you think it was disgusting?
I didn't get a bad one.
You didn't?
I have good luck.
You have, so, okay, we did this on the Nerd Show, and we tried the zombie Skittles, and I ate I think it was a total of 3 bags of zombie Skittles, and I could not taste the zombie Skittle. And my younger brother also ate 2 bags of the zombie Skittles, and he can't taste the zombie Skittles either. So we're not sure, Big, is that really a luck thing, or can we just not taste the zombie Skittles?
I know, because on Brew Talk they were doing that too.
Yes.
And I think Tanner got like 2 or 3 in a row or something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
he's like very sensitive to it. I actually randomly threw him one while we were recording the video for that taste test. And it was supposed to be the discard pile after we found the bad zombie Skittle. And this was supposed to be the good Skittle. So I just grab one and I throw it to him. Turns out that was a zombie Skittle, and he started gagging. He has a very bad reaction to the zombie Skittle. I must be part zombie because obviously you are as well. We can't taste the zombie Skittles.
Yeah, we're just built different.
Me, yeah. That's one way to look at it. We're just built differently. But Colorado arborists are starting to get reports of zombie trees around the state. Now, this isn't like a new phenomenon. This is something that happens every year. But the Halloween is when these zombie trees start to come out. Do you have any idea what zombie trees might be, Ryan?
The only thing I can think of would be like beetle kill.
You're not too far off. So a zombie tree is a tree that is starting to rot from the inside, where you can't see that the tree is actually dying from the inside until we start to get this colder temperatures. And so basically the tree gets the moisture stuck inside of between the bark or whatnot, and then it splits open and you see a hollow area inside of the tree. And then it's the tree is basically dying from the inside out. And so a good definition of the zombie tree is a tree that probably has a good vascular system, but has a lot of decay inside. So outside you see leaves, you see a decently healthy tree, but again is dying on the inside. So when you have these colder temperatures, when the bark and everything starts to split apart, or you'll have branches that will just randomly fall off, and you'll see the decay on the inside of the tree. So it doesn't mean that the tree is done for. Like, you can actually do some things to prevent the zombie tree and the decay from getting too out of hand. One of those is pruning. They definitely recommend pruning the tree and making sure that you do take off any of the dead tree limbs that could cause potential damages, because you do not want a tree branch falling on you. That's definitely devastating. And this time of year, with the cold temperatures and heavy snow getting on the trees, you really got to make sure you're keeping your trees in tip-top shape. So if you're outside, or when you're going to your house, take a look at your tree just to make sure that it's in good health, and you don't have any zombie trees at your house. If you do happen to have a zombie tree, they recommend calling somebody to come out and take a look at it and see what they can do. Other things that you can notice, you would see mushrooms on the outside of the trees. That's another sign that maybe that there's some decay going on the inside, because as we all know, mushrooms thrive off of things that are rotting. So usually if you see a mushroom, that means something's going on. Doesn't always mean it's a bad thing, but maybe something to think about. I don't know. Did you ever think that we'd be talking about zombie trees on NoCo Now?
No, but there's a first for everything.
There's always a first for everything. And this time of year, with the cold happening, you really got to make sure that you're keeping an eye on everything that's going on. And, you know, I'm not really a cold weather kind of a person, even though I'm a native to Greeley. I feel like cold is just not my season, especially if there's no snow. If it's going to be cold, it better be snowing. That's how I look at it. I don't like it to be cold without any snow. So it's kind of nice that this snow is actually sticking around for a little while. We didn't have any snow, and then it just melted away that same afternoon. I don't know. So if you're going to do the Share the Shade program, make sure that you're taking care of your trees so that they don't turn into zombie trees. Bah. Are you going to go back and try the zombie Skittles again?
Maybe. We'll see.
See what happens? So anybody out there who has not tried these zombie Skittles, go on to the Nerd Show website. It's 1310kfka.com. Go to the Nerd Show page, and you can see our video of trying the zombie Skittles. Basically, it's a great Halloween candy for kids, and inside of the bag, the small bags for individual kids, you know, like the, what do you call it, fun size bags. And inside of each fun size bag is a zombie Skittle. And supposedly the zombie Skittle is supposed to taste like a rotten zombie. I know Hulk from the Nerd Show and Tanner both said that it had kind of a rotten egg sort of a taste to it, which sounds disgusting. But I want to know how many bags of this are just going to be thrown in the trash. Do you think kids are actually going to go back and eat these, like be super excited that they have the zombie Skittles?
Really, I really doubt they will. It's kind of like the
jelly beans,
the spinning game with the jelly beans.
Yeah, like the bots beans or what it's called. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's kind of like that. Like it's a kind of like one and done. Like you used it for like something for that enjoyment during the time, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna toss this now.
Have you tried the jelly beans, the jelly belly beans?
They're awful.
So you could taste those ones, but you couldn't taste the Skittles.
Yeah.
So our friends at Code Ninjas just gave us a box of those jelly beans because he saw the zombie Skittle episode that we made. And so he's like, okay, now you guys have to up the game and try these. And so I'm really nervous reading some of those flavors. I was like, ugh. Like
they're awful.
There's the rotten milk. There's dead fish.
I think there's like smelly sock.
Yeah. Toothpaste, which I thought was kind of weird. I'm like, toothpaste doesn't sound that bad. I would eat. It's just mint, right? It's the dead fish or the rotten milk, eggs, all that stuff sounds disgusting. I think there's a skunk one. There's a booger one. I don't know what that's going to taste like, but I don't know. We'll give it a whirl. We're going to use that on an upcoming crossover between Brew Talk and the Nerd Show, where we're going to partner with NoCo Mobile Gaming to do a fun battle between Brew Talk and the Nerd Show. And whoever loses a round on the video games is going to have to spin that and eat one of the jelly beans and see if they get a good one or a bad one. That's the plan. And it's going to be gross.
What game are you playing?
We don't know yet. It's a secret. So my understanding is we gave some parameters to NoCo Mobile Gaming, and they're going to pick the games that we're going to play. But it's supposed to be games that none of us are like proficient at or experts. You know, like we don't want to go in there and dominate. So it's going to be new games that we don't know what we're doing. So we'll see what happens. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to be a fun thing to do. I mean, it's what we try to do. There's so much negativity going on right now, you know, between politics, COVID-19, fires. We want to have some fun. Like, we would just go out and have some fun. I want to challenge everybody just to go out, do something positive, and have some fun today. So let's just keep it lighthearted and see what comes out of it, because I don't like negativity. So I want some positive stuff. So other positive things is, like we talked about, Halloween's coming up, right? This is kind of a big deal right now. I'm a huge fan of Halloween. Do you enjoy Halloween, Ryan?
Yeah, I mostly just watch scary films. And
scary
stuff
movies.
Like that.
That's the plan for Halloween.
Yeah, most of the time.
I mean, you already said you're not going to go trick-or-treating, so that's okay.
That got shut down when I was like probably 16.
That's the cutoff is at 16, like no more trick-or-treating.
You're a little old to be doing this. I said, yeah, I should probably be done.
Was it your parents that told you you're too old, or the people's houses you were going to that said?
The people's houses. It was like probably like the first or second one. She was like, you look a little, older. And I was like, okay.
I guess maybe that's the cutoff. I mean, once you can start to grow facial hair, then maybe it's time to move on.
Exactly.
Although
that's what I got from it.
You can start doing so much more with your costume if you are having facial hair. A lot of doors are opened. So I don't give it a while. What was one of your favorite Halloween costumes? Like, because that's such a big debate, is what are you going to be for Halloween? So like making a Halloween costume, did you make costumes or did you buy costumes?
I always just remember buying costumes. I remember one specifically that I was very fond of was a blue Power Ranger suit that I probably wore for like 2 or 3 years in a row from when I was like 5 to like 8 or something.
Nice. And it was like that really cheap material that the seams were starting to pull apart.
Yeah, it was all just falling apart. The mask smelled awful.
Nice.
Just sweating in it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And wearing a mask is always a tricky part, you know, because you know you're going to commit to that. It's because it's going to get sweaty and it's going to be uncomfortable. I've never put a mask on where I'm like, oh, you know what? I could wear this all day and be just fine. Doesn't happen. But kudos to you for committing to being the Power Ranger.
Thank you very much. I was very, very committed to the role.
There's a reboot of the Power Rangers coming up, just so you know. There's a little nerd show news tidbit for you. So, but with Halloween coming up, like we said, how do you go about on handing out candy in a time of COVID-19? Like, it's a tricky thing right now. So if you go on the social media, there's memes all over the place about what to do and how to hand out candy. I saw some people were setting up slingshots. Some were setting up these like giant tubes, like a little slide for the candy to go down. I even saw a guy set up like a zip line for the candy. And here's the part that I liked about his zip line. He not only handed out candy to the kids, but he set up two can holders on the zip line so that he could put beer in it for the parents. So you got candy for the kids and beer for the parents. That's a brilliant idea because, you know, when you're walking your kids around trick-or-treating, you want to treat every once in a while too. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. So, I mean, parents like to have some fun as well. So, like, with the trick-or-treating, I don't know what everybody else out there is doing for their candy. I know our neighborhood that I live in, we have a neighborhood Facebook page. And I've been seeing ideas all over the board on where people are going to be putting their candy. Some are setting up like skewers into the ground and taping the candy to the skewer so kids can come up and grab those. My fear of that, though, is that now you have a bunch of swords running around the neighborhood. And who knows where those skewers are going to end up at. So be cautious with that idea. I know another friend of mine is going to actually hang the candy from the tree so that kids can come up to the tree and grab the candy from it. And that's a pretty cool idea. I kind of like that. It's a little different than the just setting out the bowl because you don't want a bunch of hands inside the bowl. That's the whole point is we're trying to reduce contact. So like the idea is trying to get people to either touch one piece of candy, like the one that they're going to take, or you have a contactless transaction between the kid and the candy. So just slide it down, swing it to them, throwing it at them, whatever you need to do to get the candy to them. I think this is the year that we have the opportunity to be creative with how we get the candy to kids. And I would even say, I was talking to somebody about this earlier, we might have the opportunity to start some really cool new traditions. Because if you're going into all this effort on finding a fun and creative way to get the candy to the kids rather than just like ringing the doorbell and saying trick or treat and handing them a piece of candy and they're off, why not have them look for the candy or make the candy a part of your attraction, if you will, to your house and your decorations? Set that up. Have some fun with it. I have a plan for my house. Do we have a couple more minutes left or should we talk about this on the way back? All right, we're going to talk about this real quick. So my plan for my house is I like to set up spider webs. So my theme for my house has always been spider related. So I spend a lot of time setting up spider webs on the house. And I purchased a guy that looks like he's wrapped up sort of like a mummy and he hangs by his feet. So I'm going to set up one of my giant spider webs and add this guy to my spider web. And he's touch sensitive. So when you touch him, he starts shaking and he lights up and starts screaming. So my candy, like any kid that's going to come to my house, the candy is going to be on the mummy guy wrapped up in the spider web. So you have to pull the candy off of the guy from the spider web and try not to get him to shake. Because if you touch him too much, he's going to start shaking. So if that happens, just be careful. Just a caution out there for any kids who happen to be listening to NoCo Now on 1310 KFKA. That's going to happen. But it's things like that where we're going to have some fun. You know, like I kind of feel like Halloween gets overshadowed sometimes. Like everybody's already playing Christmas music and it's all about Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Like, no, we still have Halloween. Let's focus on one holiday at a time and get this one out of the way. And then we can start focusing on some Christmas stuff. So if you have any fun ways that you're going to be doing your candy this year, go on to our Facebook page at 1310 KFKA and give us a comment and let us know what you're going to be doing. Like, I would like to know how other people are doing it so we can help share the ideas, because every parent out there, I mean, if you read our neighborhood Facebook page, everybody's trying to figure out how you're going to be handing out the candy this year. And so maybe we'll get into some of the more ideas of how we can do that when we come back. This is NoCo Now on 1310 KFKA at the Auto Collision Specialist Studio.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
All right, welcome back to NoCo Now on 1310 KFK. We are live in the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and we are currently talking about Halloween, one of my favorite topics. I'm a huge, huge fan of Halloween. I've always loved Halloween since I was a kid. It's just like, obviously, when you fall in love with holidays, typically is when you were a child. I did hear that kids have a tendency to turn traditions into a tradition with only one exposure to something. So if you do something once with a child, somewhere in their brain, they think that this is now a tradition, which I can actually say that that's a true story because I have two kids at home. And I took my son to the mall one time, and I just happened to get him a pizza roll when we were at the mall. And somehow, that turned into this huge deal for him. So now every time we go to the mall, we have to get pizza rolls because it's this big tradition for him. And I don't understand why. It's like he loves it, though. It's like this – it is a big deal for him, and it's so weird to me because – they're okay pizza rolls, but he's like, oh, Dad, you know, we love those pizza rolls, right? I'm like, yep. They are fantastic. So whatever makes you happy, that makes Dad happy. That's how I look at it. But, you know, we were talking about Halloween and how are you going to give out the candy to kids? And I sent out my idea. And so if you have an idea of how you're going to be doing the candy, we actually have a poll question up on our Facebook page right now. So go to Facebook. NoCo Now, and make a comment about how you're going to be handing out your candy this year, that in a contactless sort of way, so that everybody else can kind of get some ideas too. Do you have an idea of how you would send out candy to kids, Ryan?
I'll just use a slingshot.
You're just going to slingshot them?
Not in the face, but like, you know.
Hold open the bag? How good of an aim are you?
I don't know. We'll have to find out that night.
I don't know if that's a good way to find out if you are a good aim or not.
Probably not.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. But I'm just really curious to see how other people are planning on handing out the candy. I know there's a lot of creative ways out there. Again, if your idea involves a beer for the parents, great idea. I fully endorse it. Another note of that, I'm always curious because, you know, like when you're a kid, and you get home from trick-or-treating and you dump all the candy out. What was always your favorite candy as a kid? Like what's like, cause you know, you're trading with your friends or your siblings and be like, okay, you can have four lemon heads if you give me that Snickers, right? Which ones did you trade and which ones did you keep?
I've always been a big fan of Kit Kats.
Ditto.
Kit Kats are iconic. I love Twix. Lemon heads are good.
Lemon heads are the best. Did you like the small lemon heads or the big ones?
I like the tinier ones.
I like the big ones. I don't know why. I mean, I like the tiny ones too, but something about the big ones I always really enjoyed because you only got them at Halloween. Like you get the small ones anytime during the year, but something about Halloween, that's when the big ones come out. And I don't know why.
You got the special edition.
Special edition. That's right. I mean, I don't know if you remember these, but when I was a kid, a big thing was the peanut butter taffy. I don't even know if they still do this anymore. They call them Mary Janes. And they probably don't call them Mary Janes anymore. But it was a peanut butter taffy, and none of my siblings liked it. And so I would stock up on this peanut butter taffy stuff. I mean, it was like eating plastic that tasted like peanut butter, mildly tasted like peanut butter. But I always really enjoyed those. That was one thing that I could trade out. I always traded my Smarties. That was my last resort candy was Smarties for me. So I was like, I don't need these. You guys can have the Smarties. I'll take your lemon heads, your Mary Janes, whatever other candy you don't want. But did you ever have a premium house on your route that had the full size candy bar?
Oh, not that I can think of, but any house that had like Blow Pops or Suckers or anything like that, I was always like,
that's primo.
That's the one.
That's the one. What about just like the little Dum Dums? Did you skip the Dum Dums or did you want the Blow Pops?
I'd want the Blow Pops.
Yeah, I can understand that. The Tootsie Pops too. I was always a big fan of those. For some reason, my sister was always really good at getting a full size candy bar. I never got a full size candy bar in my life, and she would always get them. I'm like, what? We're on the same route. how are you getting a full-size candy bar and I am not? So if you're on our Facebook page and you're making a comment about your Halloween plans, I also want to know if you do the full-size candy bar and why. Like, why? What makes you want to do the full-size candy bar versus the fun-sized small things? Because, I mean, that's a special person. And if you are doing that, please let us know your address so we can stop by and get a full-size candy bar on Halloween. Those are the two things I want to know right now. I don't know. I don't know anybody who does that. I definitely am not doing that. That's because I'm cheap. But I like to think that I invest a little bit of money into my candy. I don't like to give out the cheapest candy that there is, but I'm not going to spend a ton of money on a bunch of candy because I know kids, they just want sugar. It doesn't really matter. But like, I'm with you. Kit Kats, love Kit Kats. As long as the Kit Kats haven't been sitting in a bag of other like fruit flavored candy, because it always alters the flavor of the Kit Kat. So if you're going to do Kit Kats or chocolates, make sure they're in a bag that's only chocolates, because that other fruity flavors will actually make the chocolate taste weird. Just heads up. And if you want to keep your house from getting egged at night, get the good stuff.
If you have candy corn, I don't know how you feel about candy corn, but I do not like candy corn.
I do not like candy corn either. I am not a fan of candy corn. I never have been a fan of candy corn. I just can't do it. There's no flavor in it for me. And so I can't really do candy corn. I know it's a classic. Like, everybody sees candy corn, but is it like fruitcake where you see it, but does anybody actually eat it?
You know, some people, it's like kind of like black licorice, I feel like. Like, some people are like super into it, and then some, like, you're into it or you're not into it, you know?
Yeah. I think it's only one out of every 20 people enjoy black licorice. And I am not one of them.
Me either.
My dad enjoys black licorice, and my son enjoys black licorice. So it skipped me and went to him, which is, I guess, good for him. I mean, he likes all candy. But I don't know. It's just candy. I like going out to the candy aisle right now and seeing all the unique flavors that they come out with this time of year, because fall and this transition period, you always see some interesting things coming out. And so, like, getting all the pumpkin spice stuff out of the way and making way for just some of these unique things coming out, like the zombie Skittles. Like, when Skittles came out with that, I thought that was genius that they would do that. And all the flavors are kind of a fun Halloween themed flavor to go along with it too. It's not just the zombie Skittle. They have like a weird name for the melon and things like that. So that creativity of getting out there is just so much fun. And then for decorating houses during Halloween, do you like the scary houses or just like cutesy Halloween?
I think I like the more the better.
The more, like, it's like the Griswolds of Halloween. You want to see that.
Yeah, like, I want to see a gore full production everywhere show going on outside.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to my neighbor. I have no idea what their name is. Couldn't even tell you what street they live on, but we were out for a walk the other day, and you'll enjoy this. And kudos. Like, this is neat. I love people that go the extra mile for their Halloween decorations, because this family, they put up a metal cage in their yard and put zombies inside of it. They even have, like, those barbed wire arms coming off of the metal cage so people can't get inside of it. It looks very dangerous. It looks like it might fall apart if those zombies push a little too hard. And it's so awesome. It looks like something straight out of The Walking Dead. It's fantastic. And they've got other zombies and, like, creepy clowns and stuff all over the yard. And that's the effort that I like to see. I mean, that's awesome. Like, yeah, I like to do the spider webs, and I'll go all out. I'll put up 10,000 square feet of spider webs in my house, but I'm always nervous that if I put out decorations like that, something bad is going to happen to them. They're going to be vandalized, stolen, or broken from Mother Nature, because, you know, October is so iffy in Colorado, as we saw with the snowstorm that we just had. It's been crazy, but their decorations are amazing. And so what I want to see, City of Greeley, this is what I want to see. Because, you know, you always get the maps of houses to go visit during Christmas, right? To see the Christmas lights. So let's be equal rights to Halloween and have a map for Halloween. So if you have a house that is, like, epically decorated, I would say even let us know, and we'll post that. Tanner's going to hate me when he comes back. But if you got a house that's epically decorated, let's let people know so that they can drive by and see it. You don't do all that effort for nothing, right? You want people to know that you did that and see it. So let's give those people a shout out and come by and see their house. Like I said, my neighborhood, that house is so cool. I know off of 9th Street, there's another house that has like 10,000 decorations out there. You know what I'm talking about?
I drove by it the other day. I was like, they're ready.
They are ready. I don't know who's going trick-or-treating on that corner over there by AutoZone, but that house is so cool. There's another one off of 23rd that puts out some amazing decorations as well, and it's just so much fun. I mean, that's the one time of the year that kids love being scared. That's when they forget about the boogeyman in the dark or the monsters underneath the bed, and they think that stuff is awesome. So it's like, give the people what they want. Give them monsters. Give them a little bit of scare and have some fun with it, just as like we do with Christmas. I didn't mean to go on a soapbox with all of this. It's just happening. But it's something that I'm kind of passionate about. And as a community, I think it's always cool to see the community kind of just having some fun together. That's what I think is really neat about it. So I'll get off my soapbox now so that we don't have to talk about this anymore. and we'll move on. I think when we come back, we're going to be talking about some other fun things. We got maybe a crime report that we'll go over, and we'll do some fun stuff. So stay tuned. This is the NoCo Now on Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, you guys know what that sound is. We're going to go over the Greeley cop log. I think there's some interesting things that have happened recently, one of which is an animal control officer responded to the 5400 block on 7th Street Road where a caller said a cat had been stuck in a window well for about a week. I don't know how a cat is stuck in a window well for a week, but kudos to that neighbor for calling and being concerned about the cat a week later. All right, police responded to the area of 10th Street and 83rd Avenue where a caller reported a baby horse out near the road. Police found the horse lying safely away from the road, enjoying the tall grass. Coincidentally, that is near where I live, and I know exactly what they're talking about. All right, police responded to the 2800 block of 35th Avenue where a caller reported someone was throwing eggs at a street sweeper. That is not productive. Street sweepers are cleaning. Do not make more of a mess for them, please. All right, police responded to the area of 9th Street and 8th Avenue where a man was reported running around pretending he was fighting someone. Police found him walking on the sidewalk, talking to himself, and determined no crime was committed. Wasn't hurting anyone. A man contacted police to complain about being booked into the jail on a misdemeanor charge when suspects who shot at each other in a Walmart parking lot were not. Police explained it was due to the Weld County Jail's arrest standards. I don't know what to say to that. Police responded to Lincoln Park, where a man was reported posturing in the middle of the park as though the bell was about to ring at the beginning of a UFC fight. A teacher with a class of children left the area after the man took off his shirt and began flexing. Maybe him and the other guy that was fighting nobody should get together. All right. Right, and police responded to the 800 block of 7th Street where a man was reported walking around the area, taking off his shirt, pointing to an imaginary gun at people and making noises. For all men out there, I apologize for some of the weird things that we do. All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Farley, on the NoCo Now on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, presented by J9 Agencies. I had a lot of fun. Maybe Tanner will let me go back and do this again, but we'll see if he allows me to. We'd also like to thank Proactive Physical Therapy. Go check them out. They have so much going on right now to help you out with all of your sports medicine needs. The more online at proactivecolorado.com. That's going to do it for me. We have 3 minutes left. Oh, I'm getting the signal. Sorry, everybody. I was getting ahead of myself there. We have 3 minutes left, Ryan. What should we talk about now?
I don't know.
You had me going on wrapping things up, and so I was starting to thank everybody. No, I do kind of want to put it out there. I also work for the Greeley Stampede and the Greeley Blues Jam, and I know there's been a lot of questions about what we're going to be doing for 2021, and I promise everybody that we are working on it, and we have some more information that's going to be coming out. So stay tuned. Be patient. We are working through everything that we can at this moment in time. It's just a weird year. And there's so much unknown at this point in time that we got to take it one step at a time. So just with everything else going on in the world and COVID, elections, everything, we all just got to be a little bit patient with each other. And so we'll get that information out to you guys as soon as we can. But we are excited for 2021. I mean, I really hope that things are looking up for us in 2021 so that we can get back to some of these things that we really enjoy. I mean, I miss concerts. I missed out on not just the Stampede, but I had tickets to concerts that I didn't get to go to. So I want to go back, and especially the movie theaters. Did you say you could rent an AMC movie theater right now for $99? You get the whole theater for up to 20 people, $99.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet deal. I don't know what the movie selection is like, if you have to bring your own movie or what, but I'll bring my own movie. There's lots of movies that I own that I've never been able to see on the big screen that I would like to actually watch on the big screen. And so this would be a great opportunity to be able to do that and go out there and see some of those movies. Do you have a movie at home that you would like to watch on the big screen that you've never been able to watch on the big screen?
I don't know. So have you ever seen Midsummer?
Midsummer? Like Midsummer Night Dream or...
Midsummer, I think it's by Ari Aster.
I have not seen that one.
It's kind of like a spooky film. All right. Watch it sometime, it's good.
I'll check that out. See, like, I would go back and I would watch The Blob on the big screen, because I have never been able to watch, obviously, The Blob on the big screen. The original Blob with Steve McQueen, that's what I'd go back and watch on the big screen. That's my go-to. But now I do hear the music, so I'm guessing that means that we are now wrapping up. So again, thank you guys for joining me on NoCo Now on 1310 KFK, Northern Colorado's Voice. And I'm going to give another shout out to Proactive Physical Therapy for being a sponsor of the show, the Tavern at St. Michael Square. We really appreciate you guys. We will see you down the road.